9B. Fumbled.
Yes. But that surprised me that the business is off that much. Because I remember I've always said mine, when it rains, might as well just stay at home. But funny that big corporations saying the same thing.
They used to try and help guys, the engineers of the city, who were setting up the traffic lights and everything and setting up their timing. And so this is what you need to do here. This is what you need to do on this side. And they never listened to me, and it always had traffic tied up. It was always a mess. Always knows better, right?
Always got a better way. Can't just leave anything alone that works. That hadn't hurt him in a while either. Drew took off and went to the beach last weekend. Still checking the back of his eyelids.
He got his radio mounted up in his truck and couldn't mount the other one up in his work truck. He'd be sitting high cotton. Probably get a speaker that'll fit his other radio. We never did find a speaker. About a $1 speaker, hoping it would fit. It's too fat. Too thick. So, still looking for a speaker with that other radio. It's 8800.
Find something sooner or later. But yeah, I talked to him Saturday on his way home, I guess.
I was in the living room. Listen to the TV and the radio at the same time. I heard y'all talking. I heard him call me, and I was going to call him by phone, but then you chimed in.
About that, you didn't come back to him, so I figured I'd give him, talk to him for a minute.
Over. Well, he just left the house. He was on his way home from the house. I was like, oh, man. Hold on, I got to get my dinner. Hold on. The FT2600s are. They have a lot of memory channels.
I'm not familiar with that radio at all.
A front facing speaker. Really clean audio. I mean, transmitter and receiver, they're really sharp. A lot of spurious rejection, let me say.
I hope they work out good for him.
So you burn up the next one.
You do. Did you hear anything?
I told him I'd be back, and I never got back over there to talk to him. I don't know. I was surprised he came up. I said, told us that if I would have come up for sale, I would have brought you a few things put on your table.
Charles and I pulled up. I was like, that looks like Jody's truck. And sure enough, it was. So I was surprised.
I took an extended vacation on the weekend.
That Monday after to recover from the vacation.
I separated the faceplate on this radio. I had it used this cat, just regular Cat 6 cable. And only one Cat 6 I had is like 15 feet long. They had it all bundled up. I ordered the 1.5 foot cables. For the price I could pay for one, I ended up getting 5 or 6. I don't remember how many. I got a whole bag full of them at the house still. Let me know if anybody needs a 1.5 foot Cat 6, the flat ribbon cable.
You might be right off, but you never know.
They're excellent for separating the faceplate on the 510 and 500 series FTM 500s.
Have you seen that new radio that Yaesu come out with? Is it the 510 or the 500Q or something like that? It's got something different about it.
Yeah, the 510's a RASP. And they got a new one out, I know, but I haven't actually seen the radio. I've seen the flyer for it, say, coming out mid-summer this year.
No, this one's already out. It took the place of the 500. Supposed to have some kind of digital processing or something, and I don't remember all about it. That's what I was going to ask you, if you knew what the difference was.
RSP. You can buy the 510 with it or without the RASP, and that's some kind of digital signal processing for their weak signals. It's up $200 for that little feature. But in the 510 RASP and the 510, you lose the Bluetooth functionality. It's not standard on the radio. You have to buy the optional Bluetooth board. So the 500, which is why I wanted the other another 500, is it's built in. It comes factory.
What does it give you capability-wise with the Bluetooth on that radio?
Bluetooth with any headset, any normal Bluetooth headset. Like, you know, have you put a headset with the FT5DR?
I have not tried putting my headset with it.
Socks with a little small boom mic on it. And that thing is cool now. You push the button to transmit on your headset. And then when you want to stop transmitting, you push the button again. That's pretty cool. So I wanted to have that capability in the car if I wanted it.
Is your headset you use when you're driving your truck?
Yeah, that's correct.
You got to have that push to talk button, though, is the thing.
No, well, on the headset, yeah. Most of your Bluetooth headsets for, you know, phone use, you do have a hold or a voice button. It's a multifunction button, I guess you would call it. On that Shox headset, you have three buttons. You have the answer, voice call. It's the same button. It's a multifunction button. And then you have a volume up, volume down, and power on, power off is the volume up button.
That doesn't have that. It's got the make a call or end a call, and then pause and volume up and down.
Make a call, end a call button. This is your transmit and stop transmit button.
I tried that. It didn't work so well.
Not with your FT5DR. Pretty neat. But it does the same thing in the FT500, FTM500. So using a headset with a ham radio. It's pretty cool.
I hadn't tried it out to see how it works. I know I've tried it with my Anytone, and that's when it would lock up and cause problems.
An adapter for my FT991A, I'd like, you know, if I would do the deck, call the deck, that'd be the way to do it.
Free your hands up a little bit more, but I don't know. You can put a foot switch on a boom mic, too.
Well, I made it to work. Patrick, how far did you make it down the mountain?
The speedway over here on 25. I've not made it down to Traveler's Rest yet.
Well, appreciate your ride with me this morning, and hopefully talk to you in a bit on the HT. Have a great day, and be safe. NC9B. Oh, did you see Gary slap one knot for me? NC9B.
Roger that. Be careful out there today, Leon, and I'll keep an ear out for you. KO4HKX. Mobile.